I was just a temp in your firm when we met. The first few days I didn't even see you. I only noticed the hushed, fearful tones the other staff used when they mentioned their boss. Most days, you hardly left your office. I saw your name on the shiny brass door plate, and sometimes I saw people knock on the door and be left standing there, unanswered. Sometimes they'd be called in and emerge later, a shade or two whiter. Some girls came out in tears. Such a powerful man, so busy, so important, above the rest of us. I was coming to the end of my contract when you called for me to come to your office. I was afraid, but also excited to see you. You sat back in your big chair and looked at me like I was a little girl. You asked me if I liked it here. I said yes. You asked if I would like to stay. I said yes. You said I would need to work very hard. I agreed. You said I would need to be good. I didn't know then what you meant. I didn't know then that when you told me I'd report to you first thing every morning, you were going to critique my outfits, make me stand completely still in front of your desk while you paced around me, looking me up and down, scolding me for a dress you didn't like or my hair being wrong. I didn't know that you would begin to touch me, at first just cupping my breast or running your palm over the curve of my ass. I also didn't know that I would let you, that I would stand frozen to the spot as your hand slid over me, that I would one day find myself bent over your desk, my skirt hiked up with your cock pressing hard against me. Now every morning I come to you, and you strip me. I'm not allowed to move or speak, while you unbutton my blouse, throw my skirt on the floor. In the beginning, I was so afraid someone might come in and find us, me almost naked, your hands all over me. But now I know why anyone who knocks is made to wait. You're so busy, always emailing, making calls, planning and drafting. While you work, I'm cuffed to the arm of your chair with my panties pulled down around my thighs. I have to stand and wait, watching you. Every now and then, while you're on the phone, you reach between my legs and run your fingers over my slit. I know better than to moan out loud. Sometimes you'll stop typing suddenly and unzip your fly. By now, I know that this is my cue to drop immediately to my knees and give my mouth to you. I have to be ready. All day I stand there, my nipples hard and my cunt dripping in anticipation. This is my job now. To be your whore, your slave. Sometimes you go to meetings or to lunch and leave me cuffed here. You never lock the door. I mustn't whimper, though, or complain. I'm your special girl. Others aren't as lucky as me. They don't get to suck you. Or feel your fingers inside them. It was me that you chose. You knew that I'd work hard and that I'd be good. People think I got promoted. They think I'm your PA. They don't know the real reason I spend all day in your office. You take me whenever you feel like it. You fuck me on the couch where clients sit. You throw me over your desk on top of all the figures and reports. I kneel on all fours on the floor, displaying my soaked cunt to you on command, saying please for you, just how you like it. Sometimes you tease me. You write notes on my ass or make me answer calls while you just watch me, your hand lazily stroking your cock. I hate when you do that. I live for the days when you use me properly, when I get to feel you in my mouth, in my pussy. I'm so hungry for your big, thick cock. But I do as I'm told. When I signed that permanent contract, my body became yours, even if all you want is for me to lay back on your desk and spread my legs so you can stare at my naked cunt all day. It's my duty to do just that. I don't want to be replaced. That's what you tell me will happen if I'm not good. You say you'll bring some slut in off the office floor and make me watch you fuck her. I know you have the power to do it. Any girl out there would love to be the one to serve as your slave. I used to hate my job, but I love being your whore. Even driving to work, I'm already soaked, and at night when I get home, I touch myself till I'm sore, thinking of the ways you use me. That time you decided to keep my dress and sent me home in just my coat and tights. I came so hard that night. And the times you've made me work late, sometimes after everyone else has left the building, you take me back to my old cubicle, and you make me sit at my former desk alone, completely late, completely naked, typing up something dull like I used to, as a reminder of just how good I have it now. The weekends are too long without your hands on me. By Sunday night, I'm aching, begging to be cuffed by your side again, taking your hot load in my slut mouth over and over. I was made to serve you, sir. I belong to you.